Well, it's not on the field, but it's a big play in the NFL. U.S. District Judge Susan Richard Nelson has ruled that the NFL needs to end its ongoing lockout. The move is seen as giving the players an early victory in the fight with the owners over how to divide the $9 billion NFL business. Judge Nelson says she was swayed by the players' argument that the lockout, now in its second month, even though the season is still months away, was causing irreparable harm to the players' careers. Nando DeFino, good morning, sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. What does this judge's decision mean? It's not entirely unexpected, but it is a major victory.
Right. I mean, the problem is that you're going to see a lot of people say today is it was kind of foretold, and it's just going to lead to more court battles. The NFL is already appealing this, so. I mean, it means a lot, I guess, in a precedent-setting way if the appeal holds up for, you know, future unions who want to decertify and go that route. But as far as the NFL, you know, some of the players said they might show up today just, you know, as a sign of we won at their stadiums and camps and stuff. But really, on paper, it's okay. In real life, it's not going to mean much. I don't think much is going to happen, really, because of the ongoing court battle. It's still... Nothing's been settled, basically.
A federal judge has ordered the end of the NFL lockout, and boy, you sound really thrilled. That must mean that this isn't going anywhere. Let's talk about the decertification for a moment. For people who don't know the details, the players technically decertified their union so they could sue individually on the issue of this is hurting their individual careers. Does this bear out that tactic?
I mean, even Nelson in her ruling, she kind of said, you know, this isn't your normal labor dispute because so many other people, including – she even said fans are affected, you know, concessions are affected, stuff like that. So they did make a decent point on that, and I think it was a smart move, and they're actually celebrating this, you know, because it's such a precedent-setting tactic. But unfortunately, you know, we're set up for where we can draw this out. When Michael Vick appealed his ruling by a federal court saying he'd keep his bonus money, they decided in 2008 – the appeals court didn't do anything until 2009 to uphold it. So,
but there is some celebration among like NFL trainers and people at some of the training facilities because they're going to get paid, I understand.
Right. As far as I can tell, and I'm not 100% sure on this because I'm tracking down lawyers today instead of sports guys, so it's a little different thing. But as far as I know, it's good for them. I mean, there have been some teams who have kind of ponied up a little bit here and there. To kind of help them see through this, and they had some lockout funds and stuff like that. But as far as I can tell, it does look like some of the, I guess, the little guys are in good shape right now.
Now, what does this mean in terms of the large issue of how to divide that $9 billion? Is this going to mean, that a salary cap is actually played before the federal court system or the owner's, exemption from antitrust, which is ultimately kind of what they want, the thing that baseball has, is going to be the argument in court?
Right. That money is going to be just – I think that will end up in the collective bargaining because even when the court decides that this can be upheld or it can't be upheld, they still need to come up with a new collective bargaining agreement. And that's part of the problem right now is if they return to work today, they don't even know what rules they'd return under. Because last year the collective bargaining expired, and then the year before they had a whole different agreement. So it's kind of a mess all in itself. They basically just need – this is basically pushing them to do more collective bargaining, which will then lead to how they're going to split up that money.
So the courts can push these guys around, but they can't make them make a deal. That's really the issue. Nando DeFino, sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks, Nando.
Anytime, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.